from 1 Peter. The reason why Christ died for sins once for all, the just man for the sake of the unjust, was that he might lead you to God. He was put to death in so far as fleshly existence goes, but was given life in the realm of the Spirit. He went to heaven and is at God's right hand, with angelic rulers and powers subjected to him. In tonight's holy hour, the intention is for belief in the bodily resurrection of the dead and through Jesus. And this is a problem for those who really have trouble accepting that Jesus rose from the dead. And it was a problem from the beginning of the church. Even Paul mentioned it to some who doubted whether Jesus actually rose from the dead. And we hear in 1 Peter, it's very obvious, the reason Jesus died for sins, so that he could lead us to God. That is the great news. All through Lent, we were reflecting on our sins, our needs to repent, but also to draw closer to the Lord, to imitate him. And now this great season of Easter and the great octave of Easter, reflecting on the empty tomb and the meaning of that empty tomb, the great joy that it brings. And in this passage, which is really two sentences of Peter, there is a few sentences that are not there. They skipped over them. But it's Peter reflecting a little bit on the meaning of baptism and the imagery of baptism found in the scriptures. Specifically, he speaks about Noah and his family who were saved during the time of the flood. And the flood was a destructive flood, wiping out people who were sinners and not repenting. And baptism is more of a life-giving water to cleanse us of sin. And he tells us that baptism is not the removal of dirt, but it is an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So Jesus' resurrection gives power to baptism to forgive our sins. And in Peter's letter, before he speaks about this, he talks about our own suffering and Jesus' suffering, that we may have to suffer if we follow the Lord, and to suffer perhaps because of doing good, specifically of professing faith in Jesus, doing good as he did. And that is okay, because it is better to suffer for doing good. Because the problem isn't suffering so much. We can deal with suffering in different ways. Jesus showed us, you know, taking care of the sick or the hungry or those who are treated unjustly. But it's the sin that is the deeper problem. And for that, we need the Lord. And he suffered for us, died for us, for a little while, as it says, so that we can be led to God, so we can have a clear conscience. And the Lord also provides, through his church and through the saints, other means to help us to experience that great joy of the resurrection. And that is what gives us great joy in this season, that Jesus has conquered death. And every night before the 5:15 Mass, they say the Regina Caeli during Easter, in which we're asking Mary to intercede for us as well, that we may enjoy the eternal life of the eternal resurrection. And it's through this that we are to find joy, whether we are suffering sicknesses or injustices or problems in our life, that God has conquered all things through Jesus. And that is our hope, that he is leading us through the cross to that eternal joy. And so as we reflect on the meaning of the empty tomb, the appearances of Jesus to his disciples, in which he always has the message of peace, we ask for that peace. We ask that those who have trouble accepting the resurrection of Jesus may come to a deeper knowledge through the grace of God. For as Paul says, we are the most pitiable of people for believing in the resurrection if there was no resurrection from the dead. We ask that that joy, that our baptism may truly clear our consciences, that we may take advantage of the sacraments to have that clear conscience, to not fear death, but to know that for a little time of suffering at death, Jesus will lead his disciples through that suffering into the great joy of eternal life.